section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Sports League Podcast Season 12, episode number 16 and number 86 in the books. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests this week. We have the 2006, the 2011 champion, Mr. AP Hughes, and we have the future champion, 2036, Mr. Kevin Smith. So let's talk about week number 15, round two of the playoffs. We have Doug over Ty and Kevin over Hoofter, which means we're going to have Doug versus Kevin in the finals. So, Kevin, what are your thoughts so far?
I know it's going to be a pretty good matchup, number one versus number two, kind of traded back and forth. I predict this one will be a lot better than our first matchup because that pretty much blew.
Andy, this is also the fourth time in KSL history that we have had the top two seeds take each other on. Of course, it happened the very first year. I mean, there were only five teams, so I mean, take that for what it's worth. But since then, and it has happened in 2009, 2010, and now in 2013. So actually, Andy, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think that this is going to be a popular trend that's going to kind of continue now that we have the bottom four seeds get taken out of the playoffs right away?
What do you mean?
Well, so in years past, for example, in 2005 and 2006, all eight teams made the playoffs. And so each year, it just seemed that in week 14 and 15 – the number one seed played the worst seed, number eight, and number eight always did really well, But since then, you know, we eliminate some teams. And so the number one seed actually has made it past the first round every year, except for once, which was in 2011, when Tybo beat Joe. So do you think, though, that we're going to continue this trend?
No, I don't think we'll probably continue. We'll see this trend of the top people make it to the finals. But I got a weird question for you, Aaron. All right, since we've had number one, number two face each other, who has been more victorious, the number one seed or the number two seed then?
So it's very interesting. The number two seed won in 2002, and the number one seed won in 2009. The number two seed won in 2010. So now we're going to, you know, we may have a continuation of, 2-1, 2-1.
So who would actually be predicted to win that then, Aaron?
That would be Doug then. Is what I'm.
I see.
So, Kevin, are you confident in your ability to beat Doug?
I'm going to give it a 50-50 shot.
So he does not have vaginal hubris.
Well, he has a vagina for sure, but he doesn't have hubris.
Right. He doesn't have confidence in his pussy.
I'm Kevin. Just being realistic that it's really going to be a close game, I think, the whole way. The only thing that really would change that would be one of us having a guy go down early in the game.
And get carted off, maybe two in one game.
Or maybe a guy slip on the field before the game starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Kevin, let me ask you this much. Do you think that your, tenure in KSL, you're going to be always a bridesmaid but never the bride?
I think this could be the year.
You think that out of every year, you believe that this is it?
Nice.
No, this is the first year that I haven't had, guys go get hurt and be out in the last few weeks of the regular season, and then, which would unfortunately make me lose the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you have a kicker who kicks six damn field goals, including a 61-yarder.
Yeah, I posted a very interesting stat on the message board, which was that Kevin and Doug, they've played together for eight seasons, and this is actually going to be their first playoff meeting, in those eight seasons. I mean, Doug, of course, has missed the playoffs the past 3 years, which would make sense. But what was most interesting, though, is that Doug and Kevin actually have very similar, playoff records, which if you count it as elimination, which means, you're not going to count what happens after they lose their first match. Kevin is 2-10 and Doug is 2-5. Doug's only two wins when it counts, when it actually means something, were his first year in the playoffs, which was in 2006. He won his first two matches. Since then, he hasn't won a match to advance. And Kevin is 2-10. He won in 2002, and then he won a match because he had a first round bye in 2009. He was able to get a win after that, but then he, you know, lost. So both of these teams have very similar records, Andy. I mean, is this a meeting of the minds, kind of a date with destiny for these two?
I think so. You know, if you had to pick either guy to make it, this would be the two teams. I mean, you have the number one, number two seed. You have Kevin with Jamal Charles and Peyton Manning, which who would ever guess that? And Doug with Alfred Morris and No'Shawn Moreno leading his team, and Russell Wilson, of course. But yeah, it's just one of those weird things. I'm surprised. I think that, you know, some of the predictions right now, Pierre Garçon, I don't think he's going to get 20 points, but, you know, that's beside me.
Why is that beside you?
I'm sorry, that's beside the point is what I meant.
Oh, okay.
A little late.
Yeah, okay.
That's what she said.
Kevin, what do you think?
How my guys are going to perform this week?
No, I'll back to the actual question. Andy decided not to answer it and decided to go on.
Yeah, I got lost in his rambling.
Yeah, so what my question was, you know, both of you guys had very similar playoff records, you know, really only having two wins apiece. So I wanted to ask you, is this kind of like a date with destiny for you guys that, you know, it so happened that you had two wins apiece before the start of the season, and now you guys have won two in a row each. And so you guys are going to face each other, and, you know, winner finally gets the trophy, finally gets their name etched in the wiki and the record books. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah. I kind of saw this coming down from the beginning of the season, right after the draft, that, you know, it was going to, barring any major injuries, it was going to be Doug and me in the championship game this year.
Okay.
And by the way, just to point it out, I said yes. That was the first thing I said.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, well, that is interesting. I mean, that's kind of all that I have. I mean, you know, we had some records, which was that Doug, I believe, was 4-1 against you, Kevin, in the regular season.
What is Kevin against Doug?
Kevin is 1-4 against Doug.
So I'm due.
So your only win against Doug came in 2012 when Doug finished 11th. So obviously, you know, you were able to beat him when he was, you know, did his worst in KSL.
Can we talk about the Bakerfield Award?
Yes, it is going to be Oberg versus Palmer.
Go Palmer.
You want Oberg to be a two-time recipient?
I want him to go back to back.
Back to back?
That's kind of why I wanted Ty to make the championship game. So it would be Kevin versus Ty. Just for the simple fact that then Kevin could win and Ty would be, you know, really the Buffalo Bills champion.
Three times in 4 years. Yeah. That would have been pretty impressive.
Yeah, it would have been. You know, but one thing also, Kevin, do you think if there's one person on your team that doesn't perform, do you think there's someone else on your team that right now, and we're talking about predictions. So like right now, like Peyton Manning's predicted to get like 35 points. Do you think that if he doesn't hit that, but he hits like 20 points, do you think that Bolden will actually come through and make up those points you're supposed to get?
Not Bolden. I really think it would be Reggie Bush or Jamal Charles going, you know, 10, 20 points over their prediction.
All right. Do you think if there's one person on Doug's team that if he was to go down, that Doug is pretty much guaranteed a loss? Is there any player that you notice on his team that would happen?
Well, I really haven't been watching his team lately, so I'm not as familiar. I know he's got Gordon that has been helping him pull out a lot of wins. You know, I don't know.
Okay, what if there's, is there any person on your team, if he was to go down, you're pretty much going to lose?
Charles.
Yeah.
So not Peyton Manning.
No.
All right. Now, this game is actually really interesting because we will probably know by a Sunday night who won, because Kevin only has two players playing on Monday. He has one of his defensive players, Witherspoon, and then he also has Anquan Boldin playing on Monday night as well. And then Doug has he has the San Francisco defense, and that's pretty much it. So we will actually know who our champion is Sunday.
We will probably know.
We'll probably know Sunday night, which will be really interesting.
The one thing I actually find interesting about the two teams, it was two very different kind of strategies, I would say, going in, which is, you know, with Doug's, his are very with him, if AJ Green doesn't perform, you know, which obviously he got him after the draft, I understand. But, you know, his team is made up of very average to above average players, whereas Kevin's is stars and scrubs. And what I mean by that is no, that's not a bad thing. I mean, obviously he's done very well. I mean, you have Peyton Manning, you have Reggie Bush, you have Jamal Charles, which are phenomenal players, but then you have Anquan Boldin, you know, who, you know, had some good matchups, you know, and did good things at the beginning, but since then hasn't been, you know, as good, you know, and then a few other people that are just like, you know, but Doug's are very consistent. You know, they're very just, you know, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, whereas Kevin's are 40, 10, you know, 30, 10, you know, so it's going to be very interesting to see how they perform against each other in, you know, this, which is the most important game of the season.
Yeah, I
do you not understand what I said, Andy?
Sorry, I actually had to go upstairs and go poop.
Yeah, well, I understand what you're saying. I'm going high risk, high reward. You know, putting a lot of my team and just a few my wins in just a few guys, where he's spreading his all across the board.
Now, Kevin, yeah. I have a question about why Mario Williams, when he hasn't done anything for you at all, why try and put him up against Miami's offense?
Was that my defensive?
Yeah, your defensive lineman.
Maybe because Poe has zero 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, guy posting a goose egg 2 weeks in a row. Maybe I'll just not play anybody there.
If
you can't do any worse.
If Poe puts up like 40 points or something like that, are you gonna be pissed?
No.
No. I hope he doesn't, but
it won't happen.
Yeah. So Aaron, Aaron, if you had to predict right now, who's gonna win, Kevin or Doug? Right now, Doug is a favorite by
Kevin's the favorite right now by 5 points.
I got Doug versus Kevin. I got Doug the favorite by 8.
I have Doug at 258 and Kevin at 263.
Okay. Oh, hold on a second. Okay. Now, okay. It just updated. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Kevin is the favorite. Do you think right now Kevin is going to win?
I'm going to say Doug's going to win.
All right.
I'm going to give the nod to Doug. You know, I mean, it's a 50-50 shot, obviously. So, you know, I mean, predictions don't mean as much. I think that Doug probably has the best chance. The one thing that Kevin really lucked out on is the fact that Manning has to keep playing, and so does Charles. And because, I mean, they're playing for playoff seeding, plain and simple. So, I mean, very, very big games. You know, Jamal Charles is I still cannot believe why defenses have not done anything to stop him. I don't understand that. Who knows? Maybe Indy, you know, this week the defense is just, we are going to hone in on him. You know, I mean, that could happen. You never know. But, you know, I believe that Doug is going to get a win here. I think it's going to be a really good and very interesting game. I actually can't wait for Sunday because, you know, we're going to have football on at the house and, you know, computers are going to be out and we're going to be looking at the stat tracker just to see. You know, I mean, I'm playing you, Andy, but, you know, it's not as important as something like this.
No, I want you to hand me the A cup too and be like, you are the better champion. Is what
I will say that you finally beat me after 6 straight losses, Andy. You finally got a win.
I'm not trying to make this about me. I'm trying to make it about Kevin and Doug. the fact that they're going to be playing each other on Sunday. And I hope the best man wins. If I had to put my prediction right now, who's going to win between Doug and Kevin, I'm going to side with Kevin on this one. I think Kevin's going to win. And I would rather them both tie. So then I don't have to. So then we have to go back to the tiebreaker rule, which is who had more points the week before.
And then Kevin wins, Andy. So, I mean, you said you don't want either of them to win. Want Kevin to win?
But then if they were to tie, it would be kind of comical to me because then we could say that they both suck because they tied. Especially if they get like 140 each and Nanigay puts up like 300 points.
I really wish that Hoofter would have beat Kevin last week.
Really?
Yeah. So just going back to that, I did some calculations this week. And between Doug and I, we have 10 out of the 15 biggest blowouts.
Oh, yeah.
We have six of them. And the person that got blown out the most happened to be you, Aaron.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Twice by me and once by Doug.
It makes sense. I mean, you did see that I had one of the most points against, right?
Now,
I think I had the third most points against. So, I mean, it makes sense why I would have the biggest blowout losses. Actually, if you take a look, I think I don't remember who it was. It might have been Dave Pate. When I played him, it said if Aaron had Dave Pate's schedule, that he would have been 8-5. So, I mean, you know, scheduling.
Hey, Aaron, just out of curiosity, you played Kevin 3 times this year. Did you beat him at all?
No, I didn't. Not this year. No. Okay. In previous years. And Andy, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I am the 2006 and the 2011 Kiwani Sports League champion.
Why do you got to bring up old shit all the time?
In case you're wondering, when was your last championship, Andy?
In KSL?
Yeah.
Oh. 2001?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess you have a survival championship, so congratulations there.
And Pick'em.
And you have a Pick'em one?
Fucker.
From, you know.
And a hockey one.
Years ago.
And a basketball one.
Those don't count, though. Those don't count.
Whatever. So anyways, Kevin, is there anything you want to say to Doug since he couldn't make it tonight? Is there anything you want to say to put the fear of God into him?
No, not really. You know, maybe Vereen this week will go off and maybe he'll break 200 yards receiving.
All right. And Aaron, do you think there's anything that Doug would want to say to Kevin?
Doug would tell Kevin to go fuck himself. and then he would tell him he's going to go balls deep in him. Mm-hmm. And he's going to make him squeal like a pig. And, you know, he would tell Kevin to get ready, to really savor this moment. He would say, Kevin, savor this moment because this is going to be the last time for 10 more years that you're in the championship game.
Oh, man.
So, well, I think this year is a year of, you know, a lot of crazy things happen. Andy beat you for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Andy beat me for the first time in, well, the Obama administration. So I think maybe that with all these weird things happening, maybe it is my year.
Kevin, if you win this year, are you going to retire?
Maybe.
Really? Retire on top?
And then I'll come back 2 years later and join again.
Oh, gosh.
I'll pull a Michael Jordan. No.
Oh, gosh. But you have to, if you three-peated, I would understand. But just doing it once, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have two, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not. But, yeah, I have two.
All right, who has the better chance of actually winning three first? Aaron? Kevin? Doug or Dave Pate?
Me.
Oh, gosh.
Well, first of all, I have two.
if he can find enough dumb people to make trades with him. Because okay, I'm not saying it's Aaron's fault, but some of the people that made trades with him, like I think it was Hoofter made a trade with him.
No, that was one of my worst trades I did. I really should not have traded with him.
Well,
Eric got the better end of the deal on that one because Gronk got injured and Alex Smith, especially last week, put up monster numbers for him. And he had put up good numbers for him in the past. Now, if you want to talk about, you know, trading that I did, my trade with Doug, I traded him Josh Gordon. You know,
yeah,
probably wasn't.
The smartest move for me. The Alex Smith trade and the Gronk, that there should have been, would have made that a little more even if we're saying, okay, nobody got injured and anything. There should have been maybe a draft pick swap of some sort.
The thing is, you have no idea how Gronk's going to do. Gronk was injured. He didn't play for 7 games or so. And you do not know what he's going to do when he gets back. You believe he's going to do well, but you have no idea. You cannot, you know, actually know. Yeah. And Hoofter had Jimmy Graham that he got from Doug, and he needed a quarterback, plain and simple. And Alex Smith had actually been very consistent, so I traded him away. And I didn't even get to use Gronk for the next 2 weeks because he was still injured. So I disagree, because if you look up how many points Alex Smith got Eric versus how many points Gronk got me, I would say it was probably very even.
Yeah, well, you got to look at it on a average basis. That's the way I look at it. There's like,
you can't look at an average, though.
Got me some wins this year because, you know, I needed this, that one other guy to perform good. And I held on to him all year. You know, he got hurt week one. Held on to him week 11. He came back and he's played pretty good until last week. Because
let me ask you this much.
Gronk getting hurt me. Because then they made sure Vereen didn't get the screen passes.
But that's not the question. The question was more about, like, think of it this way. Let's say somebody traded away Adrian Peterson, right? And they traded him away and you had him for 5 weeks, but then he gets injured. But the person you traded away, let's say it was, you know, I don't know, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, though, played all 16 games for you. So you have to sit there and think, well, actually, the person who got Russell Wilson actually got the better end of the deal because he actually played for him. Whereas Gronk, I mean, he was the tight end to have, but I only had him for 5 weeks. So I disagree. I think that Eric got the better end of the deal there.
I look at it this way. Once you get past like the first 5 weeks, then you're looking at, what do I need for weeks, you know, like 14, 15, and 16.
Well, yeah, that's why I wanted Gronk, and that's why I got Chris Johnson, too.
Yeah, you needed a little bit more to get you into the playoffs and then past the playoff, you know, into the playoffs.
Yeah, and playoffs. It didn't work for me this year, you know, but.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
But Andy, back to your original question, I would say that I have the better chance since I already have two, you know, whereas, you know, Kevin may get one this year, Doug may get one this year, but then they have to get two more. So, I mean, anyone that has two, I mean, Dave has a better chance.
First person to go back to back, Johnny Oberg.
We'll see. Anyway, this has gone on way too long. I mean, I wish we would have had Doug. Wish we would have had Doug on.
Thanks, 86 Productions and Section 86 for hosting any of the podcasts. And I want to thank all the players in the league. And, of course, good luck to both parties. I did call them right after we found out, confirming that they won. So, good luck to Doug Hahn and for Kevin Smith. They face each other in the Magic Cup. And we're going to bring you a special 3-part series talking all about the playoffs and all the players that are in the league and what their thoughts were for, of course, the 2013 Magic Cup champion. And we'll crown them next week. So thanks to Aaron Hughes for coming on the show and for Kevin Smith as well. I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron. Should have ended a while ago.
I mean, you're going to edit a lot of that out, right?
No, I'm going to leave all of it in because it's funny.
Okay. Can you at least speed it up so that way it's, you know, sounds like it's faster?
Well, I almost fell asleep.
Yeah. So, question.
Answer.
Aaron likes to look at all these types of stats, but which player gets the Whitney this year? Do you have any clue who's been picked up and dropped by the most people?
Well, picked up and dropped, I'm not sure. Passed around, right now I'd say Ridley, since I dealt him so perfectly. So perfectly. So awesome.